has joined.
Good evening.
This is the first school arrived.
I didn't hear music, so I'm not sure.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Valka, what I said was you were the first to arrive. I know you didn't hear music. But we will begin. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tefid Kilu Urchimu Uskilu Uskilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei Bavatek Be'yehud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanenehu. We are studying today the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Vayera, section 24, Pasuk 329. Uyalot mitzoar wigomer, migoy hor benuta demalka, it parsha sitre Torah. Misitra diamida, Tadhatuka diktora, the gufa mita beka, the goi hituka, the dahava misitra, the smile la, the goi misavu, the urea. V'itaved etorah hadad ilana. The phrase Sitre Torah that's in the parentheses, it translates as the secrets of the Torah. It's a section of the Zohar spread throughout the various parashas that is literally very difficult to understand. So we'll see how we do, but do not be upset with yourself if you have difficulty understanding these verses. And do not be upset if I don't understand these verses. And Lot went up out of Zoar. Because of the desire of the king, a bit of refuse, which bears an engraved image, is separated from the right side and clings to the refuse of the gold that comes from the left side. And it resides within the unholiness, which was shaped into the image of the tree. The Pasuk is clear as written. This is referring to the tree of knowledge as being the unholiness. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Okay, does the tree of knowledge, does it have a positive and a negative side?
Yes.
Because it has a right and a left and a center?
Yes, no center, just right and left.
Right and left, okay. So because Lot is part of the negative, then is that what it's referring to? Was a part of refuge? Refuge that, let me see what it says here. Because of a bit of a refuge which bears the engraving image is separated from the right. So are they talking about coins that they're talking about? the tree of knowledge. So,
are there two trees or one?
I'm going to say that there's one tree with two sides.
That's correct. There's one tree. There's one tree that has three columns, and there's one tree that has two columns. And the tree with two columns is below Malchut. But in order for negativity to exist, there must be a spark of positivity. That spark of positivity in this pasuk is being called a bit of refuse. And it has an engraved image. Now, what is the meaning of engraved image? When you engrave something, you take material away. In the Sefer Yetzirah class, we learned that the engraved image in the concept of thoughts is the focus of attention. When you focus your attention on something, that is, one, you go into deeper levels of meditation, but that focus of attention is considered engraving, carving something away. The bit of refuse, meaning the spark of light, is separated from the right side and clings to the left side through the idea of the refuse of gold. Gold and silver are purified in different mannerisms, in different methods. Gold is purified by taking it to a temperature that's high enough that it becomes not just liquid, but it actually becomes air. It becomes a gas. And then when it's cooled down, in the process of cooling down, the impurities are separated out. Silver is elevated to a temperature, but it never becomes a gas. The impurities just rise to the surface of the liquid. If you have this understanding, this verse becomes a little more clear. But the image that's on the bit of refuse is the three-column image tree. But it's just an impression. It's not really, that middle column of that tree is not active. It's just potential once the impurities are removed. I hope that's a little more clear.
Yes, it's a little more clear.
You want to stay with this and go into more detail with questions, or you want to go on to the next verse?
How about we go to the next verse? It might have something to add to this.
Malka, are you all right? Or you're driving?
No, I'm here. I'm not driving.
Oh, okay. Kadba'a Yitzhak Le'ita Ravi Alma Betuk Peya Dedina Kasha Itaka Ufarish Dargin Mikiyu Maihu Itakaf Avraham Ufarish Ahu Diktora Adad Ilana Migoy Hahu Misa'avu. When Isaac, who is the left column of holiness, wanted to rise up in the world by the might of the harsh judgment, he overcame the grades of the left and severed them from their sustenance. This is how the right column, called Abraham, became strong. He therefore separated that figure from the unholiness. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. This rising of Isaac is accepting the binding. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So the left column is gold, right? The right is silver?
Correct.
So the separation from the left, except the judgment, increased the right, but the middle was also included or not? Barrett?
We're just talking here about the right and the left, not okay. The central. But we're also talking about the central, because when Isaac accepts the binding, then the right column and the left column are now unified and become the central column.
Right, which gave way to Avraham, but also gave way to Jacob.
Yes. Jacob represents the central column. He represents Tiferet. When Isaac accepted the binding, it allowed Jacob to have aspects of both of his father and his grandfather. But in order for Isaac to rise higher, meaning to come and connect with Abraham, in order for Givurah to support Chesed, it has to separate itself from the negative tree. So when Brandy was asking about the two trees, one, you have to realize that each of the columns has their own tree. So the left column of the holiness has three columns of its own. But the left column of the left column is unholy. And it clings to the right column of the holy, because that's where it gets its energy. But when Isaac rises, before he rises, before the left column can rise, it must eliminate the unholiness that is holding on to it. That's what's being described here in the early part. He overcame the graves of the left and severed them from their sustenance. And by that happening, Isaac is able to rise to the level of Chesed. We perceive in our tree that they're on the same level, but Isaac is slightly below Abraham. So he rises to the level of Abraham, and now he can combine with Abraham, and his strength, which is the left column, the power of the left column is put at the disposal of the right column, which is Abraham, and that's the meaning of Abraham becoming strong.
So Isaac became Chesed of Gevorah, right?
No, Isaac became Gevorah of holiness. There's a difference between holiness and purification. Something is purified by removing the negative aspect. And as it becomes purified, it now has the capability of becoming holy. But it's not necessarily holy until something outside of itself, Hashem, lifts it up and moves it to the right column, forming the central column.
Okay. So it went to the central column. Okay.
We can do one more. Randy, it's your turn to say, I guess it's time to go on again.
Okay, if you want, go ahead.
Ahu nachash kadma'a al be'im be'a Dehahu ilana ve'ihu chamra Deshata ve'olid tirein dargin keturin Dabedad ve'inun dargin desacharan Istar besa'avu adi grain milkom Uchadi grain peor The primordial serpent penetrated the fruits of that tree, this being the wine that it drank. And it begot two graves that are interrelated and surround the side of unholiness. One is called Milcom and the other Peor. And these are names of idols. That's my commentary. It's unwritten.
Okay, so the wine is left column, right?
Yes.
So it drank the wine.
It moved. Lot drank the wine, moving him further away from the light, and that it becomes unholy.
Mm-hmm.
And by inserting the wine into him, what it's saying is he penetrated the fruit of that unholy tree. And by drinking the wine, these two names, which are idols, which is a, came into being. And both of these idols impact the children of Israel. Peor was used by Balak to bring down the children of Israel by having his the women of Midian seduce the men to the idol of Peor. I'm reminding you of different things that we're going to be reading in the next few weeks. I'm not really in the book of Numbers, so it'll be a while yet.
So Lot drinking the wine, there's nothing wrong in having wine. It's just that he had an excessive to where he lost control of his
facilities, faculties, yes.
So the thing is that you drank too much and didn't know what was going on. So the evil nation came upon him. But drinking a glass of wine it and keeping your faculties, that's not a unholy thing.
But it's neither holy either.
Right.
It's mundane. In order to make it holy, you have to use it to elevate something. When we say kiddush, we use wine. But we're elevating that wine to be used in the elevation of our prayers. We always say kiddush after praying. And the wine is what lends strength to the elevation of the prayer. Is it now clear as mud?
Yeah, just about.
It's a very difficult section. But it's made easier if you understand that every column has its own tree, its own three columns. Just as every sephirah has 10 sephirah within it. Those 10 sephirot are forming a tree, just like the tree itself.
But the tree of knowledge only has two columns, right?
It has a third column, but it's not active.
And why?
Why is it not active?
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to be active, it has to be willing to merge together. The third column, the central column, is the right and the left merging together. It's actually the acceptance of the left or to the dominion of the right. But in negative things, the left has no interest in accepting the aspect of the right. It's on its own. It wants to overpower the right. That's the reason it's not active. Because it's selfish. The more selfish one thing is, the less active it becomes. The further from the light it becomes. Did we call it a night?
Okay.
We have an essay by the IRE tonight in the later class.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.